Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Sonia Gomez, the founder and host of the Sonia Gomez Show, that uses a scientific formula to help thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and individuals find their voice and tell their story. They can build authority in their niche, impact in their industry, and legacy for a lifetime. Her newest venture is Abundant Acres. It is focused on helping families design regenerative food systems, family compounds, and profit centers on their property so they can live healthy, happy, and free. You got to like the sounds of that. And Sonia, thanks for joining us here today.
So excited to be here with you, Eric. Thanks.
Now, you're more than welcome. Certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Share some of your background and how you got into this business. I'm sure that would be interesting for the listeners here today.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm originally from California, grew up surfing the ocean in the Pacific Ocean over there. And when I was 17 years old, was nearly killed riding the wave of my life. And that put me down the trail of trying to find a way to heal myself from neurological damage from that accident. And after years of being with the medical industry, being overprescribed many different medications, I finally got in touch with a holistic neurologist who taught me about my body, the food that I was eating, and more importantly, helped me recognize that I was having a sensitivity to the pesticides and herbicides that were found in many of the foods that I was eating. So that put me into a tailspin spiral into the alternative health industry. In over 7 years, I built an audience of over 1 million people. I've impacted a few hundred million worldwide with my story. And more entrepreneurs started to ask me, hey, can you help me achieve the same results? So a lot of my work has been focused on helping entrepreneurs, thought leaders, business owners from all different walks of life master their message so they can monetize their mission. And today, I'm really proud to be lending my voice to the regenerative movement, helping more families find freedom, develop assets and legacy for their family on their land, and creating sovereign food systems that are nurturing and nourishing families and the next generation. So really excited to be here and share more about how your story can impact your industry and change your life and the life of others.
That is some background, and I can really appreciate how you're giving back as well, and such an inspiration. Thanks. And that is such a huge lead-in right there to get us underway here today in a big way. Tell me, what was your biggest motivation for getting into this particular business?
Yeah, you know, I've always been motivated by the people who come to me and sharing with me their challenges, their stories. I actually remember being a part of at the very beginning of joining the alternative health industry, which is a pretty broad space to be in, by the way. There's everything that you can think of. You know, everybody has their own secret sauce that creates transformation there. And I'll never forget, after, you know, serving tens of thousands of patients in my space and working with all different folks from all different walks of life, there was this particular family who came to visit us on our farm. And he, freedom focused, head of household, this young man was, and he came over, you know, and was really marveling at our garden and talking a little bit, not too much, but just giving us a little taste of what his political viewpoints were, and was expressing concern about the food supply and telling us stories about how his wife was experiencing some pretty significant health challenges, and asked us to come out and design his food forest and see if we could help remove some chemicals from his property. And so we came out here to Florida from Colorado and did just that. And we, you know, were a part of creating an 18,000 square foot food forest for him. But my motivation has always been those types of stories where an otherwise fearless leader who seems to have it all worked out, you know, reaching a certain level of success, having the beautiful wife and family. And you never know what that person, however you might view them, that they have it all figured out. There's always something. that they're looking for. And you might feel that way if you're listening into this podcast, trying to get tips and tricks or, you know, different strategies to grow your business, to break through that glass ceiling that you might be up against right now. And I guarantee you that your prospect, your customer, your potential partners have a pain right now that they're trying to solve for. And you just might have that it factor that they're looking for in the most peculiar way. So that's always what motivates me, my curiosity for people. And the thing that makes me get the job over everybody else is my confidence to ask to ask for the sale.
Yeah, I hear you on that. You've got to ask for the sale. You can't go without doing that. But really some great information, good stuff here. And we all have challenges. So for you, what was your biggest challenge along the way and what did you learn from it? I'm sure we could learn something from your experience in that regard.
You know, my biggest challenge was and is always, you know, when you're on the brink of greatness, when you're on the brink of change, when you know you're getting ready to do something that you haven't done before or enter into uncharted territory, there's always that fear factor and that self-check that makes you wonder, am I ready? Can I do this? And so a lot of times when you're trying to create something new or when you're trying to, again, break through these certain barriers that have limited your success or achievement in the past, you know, your self-check, can I do this? Should I do this? And that's always my biggest challenge, which is why I stay plugged into communities and podcasts like this, because I'm always listening for what the leading learners are doing to overcome their mindset. And so I just extend that to you as well. And if you're listening, you are your most powerful asset. And when you allow your mind to manifest the reality that you want to live in, all other things fall in place. And that's exactly what happened for me. I never expected that my story would be the difference between success and failure. I never realized that my willingness to fail forward would be my superpower in business. Because I barely graduated high school, I don't have a formal education, I'm self-taught, I'm self-empowered, I personally invested into being in masterminds and, you know, in proximity of the people that I wanted to learn from. And now podcasts make it so easy for you to acquire information, strategies, tools, tactics that, you know, break those barriers a lot faster. So that was my biggest challenge, is always the mind. The mind wants to play tricks on you. Don't fall for them. Stay plugged in and get yourself in proximity of powerfully minded people so that you can break barriers you didn't even know were there.
Great advice right there. Really do appreciate it. Such a joy to have you with us. We're speaking with Sonia Gomez, founder and host of the Sonia Gomez Show, that uses a scientific formula to help thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and individuals find their voice and tell their story. They can build authority in their niche, impact in their industry, and legacy for a lifetime. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what was something that gave you the edge over your competition? That certainly would be a good share there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I alluded to it a little bit in the previous question, but, you know, my biggest edge always is my ability to communicate and tell a story. I'll never forget one of my mentors told me that there's a million coaches and consultants in the world, but there's only one you. And at the end of the conversation, you want to make an offer, but how are you going to capture their attention? How are you going to create, cultivate a connection so that they do convert into a client? And it was at the very beginning of my career. And so I really had to think about that. And most people, when they think about telling their story, they want to go all the way back to the day they were born. But really, if you think about your story in two ways, this advice alone will help you achieve more success in your business, in your relationships, and in your life. Number one is think about your story as it relates to the offer that you're going to make. for instance, if you have a product that's going to help people get more leads and customers, formulate your story to show the challenges that you were having and the results that you were getting after they used your system, after you used your system. Talk about the inception story about how you created your system to help achieve that result. It's also really, your story also doesn't have to be your own. And so I say OPS, other people's stories. And again, one of my very close friends and mentors asked me this question: do you think people are more likely to buy a product from you or from your customer? And at first I thought it was me, but then I realized, no, it's my customer. If I tell somebody, if I have a testimonial that talks about the transformation that they received by working with me, that's a lot more powerful than me giving myself a self-endorsement. And so I encourage you to capture those testimonials, take the time to connect with your customers through your story, but also through other people's stories, your testimonials, your case studies, those capturing those transformations are such powerful pieces of content, first for yourself to hear how you're creating change in your business, but also for other prospects, your leads who are looking for a solution and getting to hear how you're creating transformation. And again, how you tell your story matters so much. You have three goals. You want to capture their attention, get them to know you, like you, trust you. You want to connect with them authentically, show that you're human. You're not Clark Kent turning into Superman. You're just a regular person just like them who worked a little bit harder, did a little bit more, and was able to achieve the results. And then finally is convert them into a customer. Now, anyone can do that one time, but maintaining the lifetime value of your customer is where the rubber really meets the road and shows that you're in business for the long haul. So the edge is really about storytelling, and your story allows you to create a connection that will last a lifetime.
That right there should jazz up the audience. Really do appreciate all the details shared here today and for your time spent with us here. Before you go in conclusion, what are three things you could share with our audience that can help them be more and have more next year in 2024? Who wouldn't want to tap into that?
I love that as a slogan, by the way. Be more and have more in 2024, as long as it's positive, right? Let's see, three things. Number one, I just got some great advice recently that said, look up. So, you know, and here's how I interpret this. You know, first secret, look up. So often our heads are down. We got our nose to the grindstone. We're going for it. If you're in business today and you're working to build abundance and create transformation and legacy for your family, your nose is on the grindstone and you're going for it. It's not too often that we look to our left, look to our right, or look up to see what's ahead of us. We just keep our heads down a lot of times if you're an entrepreneur. And so I had a mentor say, look up. Because if you can see the finish line ahead of you, if you can see the obstacle that's ahead of you, you're a lot more likely to push your power through to get on the other side. You're a lot more likely to avoid the obstacle if there's one in front of you. So take your moment and look up. And then the second piece I say is do the self-check. A lot of times people get stuck in the monotony of life. That's true in relationships, that's true in business, that's true with, you know, certain that we plateau in goal setting. And, you know, there's this whole movement around the first of the year being the time that we do these self-checks. Well, I encourage you to do this multiple times, the self-check. Make sure that you still have a level of passion and commitment to the work that you're doing. There's always, you know, one degree of change that can create massive transformation for you. It'll put you on a completely different trajectory if you let it. And sometimes that one little shift in your business and in your habits will create that transformation that you're looking for in your end result. The third thing that I would say is do more of what matters. I think in the last 3 years, 4 years, we've all been challenged in ways that we never expected, and we have persevered in ways that we never thought we could. And I think in a lot of ways, at least in my current business, I get to serve people who have woken up to the idea that we can do and be and have more of what matters. So carve out that extra time to nourish yourself, to nurture yourself, to be with your loved ones, to be close, because in these close encounters, you find motivation, inspiration. You can recommit yourself to your purpose and your passion. And when you're working from a place of purpose and passion, it's easier to get up in the morning. It's easier to push through challenges. It's easier to attract partnerships. It's easier to acquire customers. It's easier to connect and communicate your cause. Money will open flow to you. Money will openly flow to you if you're operating from that place, and it only comes from your source. So whatever your source is, if it's your family, if it's something else, whatever it is for you, I suggest that you spend more time doing the things that matter, and you will see results in a way that you never thought were possible. And I recently experienced this, and actually so did this young woman that I was working with. You know, she had never spoken on stages before. She had never launched her own coaching program. She was, you know, working as a C-level executive for a corporation that I won't name. And she came to me feeling really depleted, working long hours, working really hard with her team, and just kind of going through the daily motions. And we made some small adjustments in what she was doing with her life, how she was building her team, what her team was actually doing for her, how she was delegating her tasks. And we started to put the framework of her passion into a presentation. And today she's speaking on stages. She's, sharing her mission with others and, you know, empowering other C-level executive women to find freedom and financial abundance, to build legacy for their families. And it's such a beautiful transformation to watch. So I just really want to encourage you guys to do more of what matters. Find your voice, tell your story, and create a deeper connection with your clients and customers. And you'll never, ever, ever want for anything. So much abundance is going to flow to you. And I can't wait to hear all of your success stories and celebrate with you in 2024.
Sonia, we really do appreciate you and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on your show, as well as Abundant Acres, if that is available right now. I know it's going to be coming out soon, but definitely hit those websites for us so we can tap into those resources.
Absolutely, guys. If you want to find out more, if you're interested in building wealth and abundance in your life or in your business, if you have land that you want to develop into a family compound or sovereign food system, check me out at soniagomez.tv and abundantacres.com. All of our courses, our live events, and my new podcast can all be found soniagomez.tv. We're so excited to see you there. And Eric, thanks so much for having me on the show.
And you're certainly more than welcome. And listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Sonia, all the best, and awesome to have you with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Hopefully we can catch up with you again right here in the future.
Thanks so much. Have a great one.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Sonia Gomez, founder and host of the Sonia Gomez Show, that uses a scientific formula to help thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and individuals find their voice and tell their story. They can build authority in their niche, impact in their industry, and legacy for a lifetime. And the websites of reference, it's soniagomez.tv and also abundantacres.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.